Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
One thing that separates the United States from third world countries, miscellaneous dictatorships, and assorted banana republics is the concept of the rule of law. The fact that we have a legislative branch to make the law, an executive branch to enforce the law, and a judicial branch to apply the law. This rule of law lends stability, credibility, and predictability to government at all levels. For the system to work as originally designed, we must have first and foremost government officials at all levels who practice self-restraint and who respect our system of government so much that they put aside personal political gain for the greater good. The flip side would be officials who see government as nothing more than a means to an end and who live by the concept that the end justifies the means. Unfortunately, the latter is becoming all too prevalent. Recently, there have been many attempts to undermine and circumvent the rule of law across the U.S. and right here in Montana. Several cases in point. At the federal level, we have only to look at the so-called czars that fill the White House. At last count, there was somewhere north of 40 of them. These unelected, unaccountable presidential appointees rob the authority of Congress by making law. Whether it's environmental law or education law or health care law, it tramples on the legislative authority of Congress. And yes, they split hairs. They don't call them laws, they call them regulations, but they have the same effect as laws. Closer to home, right here in Montana, we had the case of Planned Parenthood trying to get the Board of Medical Examiners to mandate that all pharmacists be required to dispense abortifacients like Plan B despite any philosophical, moral, or religious objections. They did this because they failed in two previous attempts to get bills through the legislature. We appeared before the board, argued that this was the legislature's arena, and the board backed off. In the case of Donaldson v. State of Montana, a case currently before the Montana Supreme Court, the ACLU is asking the court to order the legislature to pass legislation requiring marriage benefits for same-sex couples. In his district court decision, Judge Sherlock ruled against the plaintiffs, saying that to do so would be to tread on legislative turf, but the ACLU won't give up. Now, in the latest attempt, the proponents of assisted suicide are asking the Board of Medical Examiners to declare assisted suicide legal, something the court and legislature refuse to do. Once again, in the eyes of the special interest groups, the end justifies the means. They don't care if they have to use a governmental board to do an end run around the legislature, they just want their way. To them, the concept of the rule of law, where all three branches of government act exclusively within their spheres of authority, is not only something to be ignored, it's something to be despised if it gets in their way. We'll keep you posted on the progress of these cases. Remember, if the rule of law continues to be usurped, banana republic, here we come. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.